bring down their blood pressure normally, it's in the book. If there's a way of dropping a woman's cholesterol from 300 to 150, it's in the book. If I can help a woman lose weight without crash dieting, it's in the book. If there's a way of helping a woman regain dendrites in the brain so messages can go from point A, neuron A to neuron B, so she can recall things better and return her memory to her younger years, it's in the book. But all those are true, and those are all in the book. So when you call the station, you're not only just empowering yourself and other people you're going to help, you're empowering a voice that where would you go and what would you listen to on the dial? Yeah, the internet, we've got a plenty, you know. But on the dial, where is there a terrestrial station that you get what you get on BA?
No.
It doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
That's the truth. NPR, I'm on NPR, right? And I say this, I'm glad, thankfully they hadn't thrown me off yet. But I say it's Wonder Bread, it's an intellectual Wonder Bread. And that sounds like an oxymoron, just because it is. They cut off the head, they cut off below the waist and above the neck, and what you get is only part of a story, not the full story, because they're terribly afraid, being highly ideological, to offend certain groups or people or interests or politicians or industries or their funding, so they have to self-censor. We don't. Wherever there's a story that needs to be told, we tell it. However it needs to be told to be as objective and fair and honest, we tell it. So that's what we do. So when I go to write a book and I do a PBS special, I mean, when you watch this tape, you're going to wonder why PBS allowed it on. I mean, I take on Big Pharma in here.
Mm.
I go after synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and the manufacturers and the doctors are promoted.
Wow.
I mean, I did not pull any punches, and yet PBS played this nationally. In fact, Barbara Seaman even came on tour with me. We were in New York and Channel 13 and Washington and Atlanta and Miami and Detroit and Boston. We were all over the place with this. They let this on because so many women responded saying, thank you for airing the Gary and Al show. We needed to see this. This is not information that our doctors are telling us, our healthcare providers are telling us, but we need this information. They got flooded with information. And so when you watch the film, Be a Healthy Woman, you watch, I take categories. You know, I go into spiritual issues, emotional issues, physical, hormonal, biochemical, diseases. I cover it all. All you heard at the beginning of this program was just a few minutes of the introduction.
Right, that's right.
So that's all you did. You didn't get the heart of the program. But I want you to get on the phone right now. I want to see all of our lines lit to get the 800-page book with all the protocols, from breast cancer to migraine headaches, from indigestion to constipation, from fungus under your nails to thinning of your hair, from thinning of the eyebrows to wrinkled skin, from a turkey neck to sagging musculature in the back and arms, to loss of a libido, to hot flashes, from thinning of mucus drying out in the vagina, to varicosities. All of this is covered with positive information and people I've worked with, women I've worked with, every one of the women in this book I personally work with. And you'll think, wow, these are real people. I give their whole names. You know, they're all there. So give a call now, Michael G., over to you for the final push so we can help this station and help people.
Let's do
By the way, just so people know, I not only don't make a penny off this, this comes directly from my publisher, and I even asked the publisher to forgo my royalties so that extra couple bucks per book could go to BAI.
All right, there you have it. And the book he's talking about, the book that Gary is talking about, is B. A Healthy Woman, almost 800-page book. It is available right now for a pledge of $125, a tax-deductible contribution to this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station that is WBAI. 212-209-2950. For a pledge of $100, we will send you the DVD of the same name, Be a Healthy Woman. And I had been remiss over this past hour in not letting folks know that if they want the two together, the package, that is the book and DVD together, it's available for a pledge of $175. So we'll put this together in a package for $175, the book and the DVD for $175. emails, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. But the most important thing, in my humble opinion, is the program, The Gary Knows Show, every day, Monday through Friday at 12 o'clock, talking about these issues, these very issues, and solar storms, and the fantastic guests that he has on the air, the Remarkable Minds segment and series that Gary presents on The Gary Knowles Show. 212-209-2950. Be a healthy woman. Get this for your mother. Get this for your daughter. Get this for your cousin, your sister. 212-209-2950. This is the final push. Gary's going to be leaving us. He'll be back tomorrow, though, at 12 noon. 212-209-2950. Visa, MasterCard, American Express. 3 minutes. Just 3 minutes, and you will have made your contribution to WBAI. 212-209-2950. That's the number to call. Come on, folks. Let's do this. We have 8 calls on the line, and we can take another seven calls right now before we have to leave the air. 212-209-2950. That is the number to call.
The money required to eradicate hunger for everyone in the world is $30 billion a year. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
About as much as the world spends on military every 8 days.
Wow.
We talk about putting things in proper perspective, to return power to people, to put energy on people, not on corporations, not on corporate aligned companies. Put it back on people. We talk about issues. And how often, Michael G., have you heard a guest that no one's heard before, and then the next day you hear him on 2 or 3 other different programs,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And by the way, our producer, Richard Gale, who was formerly the Gorbachev Foundation, mm-hmm. and one of 8 scholars and residents we have in our office here at 83rd and Broadway, he gets callbacks from the guests. Say, oh, by the way, you know, when I was on your show, I got all these calls from these other radio and television programs. They listen. So why do they listen to us? Because we go out of our way every day to never allow the audience to know what we're going to do, so that we can always be something that's exciting, in depth, and scholarly. Nothing goes on our program that isn't backed upon real science and has been vetted for accuracy and objectivity. So we try to bring you, like with the Remarkable Minds series, no one else has done a Remarkable Minds series. Mm-hmm. We had over 200 Remarkable Minds from people from all different points of view all around the world. And we have one scheduled this week. Plus, on next week, we have that whole MIT engineer talking about solar storms.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a scientist from MIT, going to talk about the high probability that this is going to happen, and the very high probability no one will be ready for it, and it'll be absolutely disastrous. Well, we believe, okay, so something's going to happen. What can we do in a reasonable and responsible and timely way to get out of harm's way? That's why we do the programs we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we have meetings every single day. We were looking at credible information. And when misinformation goes out over the Internet, we're the first to try to tell you that. Just like when we said the other day that all the people saying, including Prison Planet, that was saying that Monsanto had been forced out of England, that was from 2003, and it didn't even happen then.
Hmm.
It was misinformation. So we try to get ahead on that and correct things that other people are saying that are wrong. So give a call now to BAI. Let's fill the lines. The lines can be filled. When the lines are filled, we say goodbye here.
Okay.
Get the book, get the video, get the two together at a great bargain. The book and video together, right here on BAI today.
That's right. Get them together for a pledge of $175. It's a great combination. The book and the DVD, Be a Healthy Woman. The DVD, Be a Healthy Woman, women's medical conditions such as heart disease, menopause, breast cancer, and osteoporosis. The Myth of Beauty, PMS, stress management, dieting, eating disorders, and anorexia. Chronic fatigue syndrome, cosmetics, cosmic surgery. Being whole psychologically, spiritually, and medically. Self-worth and discovering the sacred in your life in this DVD, Be a Healthy Woman. That's for a pledge of $100. The book for a pledge of $125. Get them as a package for $175. Tax deductible to this radio station. Tax deductible for WBAI. It's tax deductible for you. 212-209-2950. Let's see. We have 10 calls on the line now. We need 5 more calls, folks. 5 more calls to have every line filled. Can we do that? There have been some.
Yes, we can.
I think
yes,
we can.
We can,
sure,
and yes, we will.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure
we
can.
We're going to fill these lines right now because we have a lot of good conscious people in this audience.
Yes.
And remember, A, you didn't have a single interruption in the hour from noon to one.
That's right.
That's a whole new philosophy that when I came back to BAI, I insist upon. Get ahead of the curve. Let's get out of the old, you know, mindset of non-commercial radio and let's get to where people are and what their needs are.
It's a fantastic call. I'm sorry. It was a good call. It was a good
call.
And I hope we can implement it, far and outside of your show. It's a great call.
Across the board.
Absolutely.
It should be on everything.
Let's do it.
It should be across the board.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to hold your audience.
Yep.
Because the Arbitron ratings that I get all the time show that when you start fund drives, you can lose up to 75% of your audience.
Yikes. Yeah.
For that period. 75.
Sure.
And I actually showed it. I showed it to Tony. I showed it. Look at the curve here when you're pitching versus non-pitching. Then make your premium more exciting.
Mm.
Make the premium tie into something that people really need.
And get them out to the people.
And as quickly as possible. Because
yes.
If you don't, you lose your audience.
Yes.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that this is a lesson learned because we want to honor the people.
Absolutely.
Remember, the people are honoring the station.
Yes.
The station has to return the favor.
Yes. Yes.
Make it a priority. When people call my office for anything, they get it out within 24 hours. I don't care what it is. And there's no reason non-commercial radio shouldn't be the same. I remember yesterday morning when I was pitching, helping on our show, KPFK, Roy said, oh, and by the way, and we will process your pledge and try to get it out to you in about 3 months now. And I said, Roy, why 3 months? I said, why? Why in the world? There's no reason for 3 months. It should be 3 days. You know, you process an order, you get either a check or you get a credit card. For at least a credit card, they could go out right away if you make a system that allows that. So I made it simple. Here's what I offered. I said, I will pick and pack every premium, having it ready. All you do is send someone up with a label. You put the label on, and I will help you carry it right over to the post office a block and a half away, and you send it out. So this way, there is no delay and no excuses. Well, you know something? About 2 weeks ago, to get out the book that I gave, the DVD or book I gave everyone for free, that's what they did. They brought a guy up with Bertolt came up, and there were all the packages with the premium. All he did was put a label on them and walked them right across with the postage to the post office, got out. I said, see, how hard was that? That's the way it should be for everyone. There's no reason not to. And so we got it. Remember, I don't know if you heard me say it yesterday, but let me put this a little fine point and we'll go right back to getting the, how many are on the line right now, by the way?
We have 10 on the line now. Okay.
Let's go to 15.
Yeah.
We get 15.
We can do that. Yeah.
It's a hoorah for everyone at 15, all right? And I'm going to do, here's what I'm going to do. I'm personally going to go down and I'm going to personally put Be a Healthy Woman, the book, and Be a Healthy Woman, the DVD, in a bag, seal it. Or I'll put the videos, some will be just the book, some will be the video. If they just want the video, they just want the book, or both. I'm going to have it all ready as of tomorrow. So as soon as the station can bring up labels, smack them on, it'll go right out. That way, the station remains, has the privacy. No one will know who subscribed. It's just the station. We don't, there's no data given to us. But we facilitate it, so that's good. Now, our number once more, let's see if we can't jump up the calls to 15.
Okay, Gary, 212-209-2950. Still 10 calls on the line, and you hear the phones ringing, and as soon as someone completes a call, then someone else is picking up right now. So it's still a steady stream of 10. Now 11 calls coming in to WBAI. 212-209-2950 for the book. The book by Gary Null, Be a Healthy Woman. The book...
Read the chapter just the chapters. Let them know how comprehensive. 5.5 years of full-time scholarship and research on this, interviewing hundreds of physicians and scientists on therapies, using my own clinical experience of 35 years and counseling, and then putting it all in there using humans, real women, as testimonials, nothing made up, all real, their stories in their own language, and every single thing that could impact a woman's well-being, both mentally and spiritually. It's all in this book and all scientifically referenced with footnotes and to show people that there's a good, valid scientific basis for everything given. Here are the chapter titles.
Here are the chapter titles. The first section of the book, Everyday Health, starting at chapter 1, Diet and Nutrition, Exercise and Physical Fitness. Chapter 3, Home Detoxification, a home detoxification program, and then Natural Medicine Cabinet, Colds, Headaches, Insomnia, Skin Care, Dental Care, Hair Care. That's in the first section. Then goes on to the second section, Specific Health Concerns, Adolescence, Adrenal Fatigue, Aging, AIDS, Anemia, Arthritis, Birth Control, Breast Cancer, and Other Breast Diseases, Cervical Dysplasia, Fibroids, and Reproductive System Cancers, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, Diabetes, Digestive Disorders, Eating Disorders, Endometriosis, Environmental Illness, Fibromyalgia, Food Allergies, Heart Disease, Herpes, Hormonal Imbalance, Infertility, Lupus, Menopause, Menstrual Cramps and Irregular Menstruation, Mental Health Concerns, Migraines, Musculoskeletal Injuries, Nervous System Disorders, Osteoporosis, Pregnancy, Premenstrual Syndrome, PMS, Sexual Dysfunction, Sexually Transmitted Diseases, Stroke, Thyroid Disease, Urinary Incontinence, Urinary Tract and Infectious and Inflammations, Vaginal Inflammation and Infection, Varicose Veins. That's in the second section. Then on to the Alternative Health Resources, Chapter 50. Recipes for good health, breakfast, salad, soups, lunch, dinner, entrees, and desserts. And it photographs of these dishes, many of these dishes, recipes for good health in this chapter 50, Tropical Paradise, rice cereal, cinnamon, almond cinnamon millet, Tropical Sunrise, Strawberry Sunshine, Coconut Nut Rice, Fluffy Raisin Couscous, so many things. Pecan Walnut and Pine Nut Salad, Cool Garden Noodles. Oh, my goodness. 212-209-2950.
It has a whole cookbook inside.
Yes.
There's a cookbook. There's exercises. There are de-stressing exercises. All this is in this one single book, Be a Healthy Woman.
Yeah.
So it's important that people have this. It's important they watch the film.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely know that if someone watches the film from beginning to end, they will find conditions I talk about that directly impact them and their well-being, to help them live a longer life. Just for example, most people are not aware that I come from a very large family. On my mother and father's side, aunts and uncles, I've got about 20 all told. All the men are bald. I have male pattern baldness. I was going bald. If anyone chooses to watch my daily radio program, not just listen to it, and they can, they'll see I have a real thick head of hair. It's a amber color. It's natural. It's thick, thick, thick. And it grows phenomenally well. And that is a surprise. It's not genetic. Genes work against me. So I did a 2-year hair and skin study. Twice I did it, and found that I was able to reverse balding, thinning, and graying in women and men. And to get in, you had to be balding, thinning, or graying for at least 7 years prior to getting into the study. We had 1,200 people from this audience show up. We accepted about 1,000 in, and then they followed the protocol. The results were nothing less than just surprisingly positive. So I put the protocols for having healthier skin and hair, how to regrow healthy hair and skin to its natural color. That's what really freaks people out who are used to dyeing their hair because they're gray.
Mm.
Suddenly in comes a beard that's no longer salt and pepper or white. In comes hair. Eyebrows begin to grow again where they were thinning. As you age, your eyebrows thin, also because you have an underactive thyroid. and suddenly the skin starts to look better. You don't have the aging spots. You don't have the wrinkles. Your skin tightens up. Why? Because we're tightening up collagen by building new collagen that supports the skin. So how to have healthy skin and hair, reversing balding and thinning, that's in the protocols. How to tighten up your skin so you don't have the jowiness and wrinkles and chicken skin. All that's in there. How to have healthy nails so they're strong and pink and hard instead of brittle and cracked and ridged and fungus. That's in there. How to overcome pain and swelling in your joints. That's in there. How to overcome indigestion, bloating, and gas. That's in there. How to have a healthier, quicker mind so your brain can rebuild itself so that you don't suffer from memory loss and neurological problems and dementia. That's in there. How to help yourself if you have problems like fibromyalgia, muscle pain. That's in there. Infections. What if you get a cold or flu? That's in there. So all the conditions that you have that adversely affect people are all dealt with. Dozens and dozens and dozens of conditions are in this book, definitively so, not superficial. So when you call and you get this book, you're not just getting an encyclopedia of healing, but you're also getting a real primer, an educational primer. In fact, I've had a lot of women say that they enjoy reading it because they are aware of things they were clueless on. You know, like how do you get rid of fibrocystic breast? It took under 6 months for Lou Anne Panessi, who was drinking 15 cups of coffee a day, smoking cigarettes, drinking alcohol, eating cold pizzas for lunch, and Chinese dinners for dinner, how she went from being really sick, but the chief of nursing, the nurse administrator of Long Island Jewish Hospital with 100 people under, working 18-hour days, and she had all those illnesses, she reversed fibrocystic breast. She said her breast were like having marbles in them. To completely normal breast, it only took about 14 months. And it took about 16 months to reverse her herpes 1 and 2. And what I'm saying, I'm not divulging anything out of confidence. She has made, as you know, Michael G., she has made these declarations repeatedly on the air because she's not afraid to tell the people, if, you know, Gary helped heal my body, then I have a moral responsibility to let other women know that they can reverse these instead of living with the fear that somehow it will never be reversed or get worse or could kill them or they could spread it. So she reversed her fibrocystic breast. She was told she had to have her uterus removed. She had ovarian cysts. Those were completely gone 100% within 24 months. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not instantaneous, but it does take time. But look at the results. Today she doesn't have hepatitis. She doesn't have herpes. She doesn't have pneumonia. She doesn't have mycoplasma. She doesn't have adult acne. And she went on to become a world-class athlete. In fact, when I was doing the World Games 4 years ago in San Sebastian, Spain, on the men's team, which we brought home the gold medal, I brought home a gold medal. It's up on there. You can see the three of us from the men's team standing on the top and the two sides and like the Olympics and getting our medals in the 20K. And we worked hard for that, really pounded. And 2 weeks before, I'd been in Hawaii in the national championship seeing who would make the world team. And I was happy to be on the world team. That's two world games in a row I was on the world team. We brought down the silver in Puerto Rico, the one before that, and then we got the gold then. But lo and behold, who should I see lining up in the women's 10K world championship? Lou Anne Panessi.
Oh, wow.
Lou Anne Panessi. And how old was she when she's out there competing in the World Games? 52.
Mm.
Not 22. 52. And she won a silver medal.
Mm.
A silver medal at 52 years old, a world champion athlete. Now she's virtually undefeated in all of her competitions in track and field in her age group, as well as being a world American class skater, where she still competes. All that's possible because she got her muscle tone back. She now has, I think, 7% body fat. She's got a figure that's like an 18-year-old. Instead of being out of shape and double-chinned and everything else, none of that. She didn't have a double chin anymore. She did. She had turkey skin. She doesn't have it now because she learned how to rejuvenate skin. How did she do it? Everything she did is in Be a Healthy Woman. So Yeah, all, you know, it's like running the 4-minute mile. All you have to have is one person do it to show it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But look at all the times, like, look at Marie McGovern. You've heard Marie McGovern call in on this program.
Yes.
Right? You heard this professor at New York University, who's an art historian, a scholar in her field, highly respected. You heard her say that she couldn't bathe, she couldn't eat, she couldn't do anything unassisted because she went from her, quote, bed to the couch, and someone brought her back Chinese food once a day, but she couldn't watch television, she couldn't listen to radio, she couldn't read, she couldn't write, she couldn't do anything. She had advanced Alzheimer's, end-stage Alzheimer's. Now, after 16 months of being extremely strict with herself, very diligent, and by the way, she's also in an accident, so that really played havoc with her brain. She had been at the Rusk Center at NYU. They do good work down there, and she'd been at other places, but they hadn't helped her. You know, the most she could do with the best that orthodox medicine could do is they could have her read at a 3-year-old level. You know, like a 3-year-old reads a little coloring book,
mm-hmm.
Jane and Spot, you know, walk up the hill. That's all she could do. Today, she's back. You've heard her on WBAI.
Yes.
Nowhere else on BAI. Do you know that now she takes questions from all over the world of people who heard her on BAI, twice on BAI? She helps people, mainly women, around the world to follow protocols, how to get started, because she was helped. She's a kind person. She's thoughtful. She's very spiritual. She's very giving. She's very loving. She's just a super sweet human being. Doesn't have a negative bone in her body. And now she takes people to the museums. She's back to doing her scholarly, comments on, masters of old art, you know, a Homer, Winslow Homer, and all the rest. This is what she does now. Can you name me another human being in American history that's ever reversed Alzheimer's? Are you aware of a single person that's reversed it? From being at end stage to reversed to almost normal?
No,
there is none. I've looked at the literature. I've spoken with all the so-called experts in Alzheimer's. There is no one. So she is the banister. She broke the 4-minute record. And the guy who called in on the show, who was in the same study, health support group, clinical study she was, on Healing the Brain Naturally study group, from Kenny, the plumber, who couldn't even walk up the steps with advanced multiple sclerosis, where they told him, you have to prepare now, Kenny, for what is inevitably going to happen. You've got to get a ramp built to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get a wheelchair. You have to have all your furniture adapted to you being falling, and because you're not going to be able to stand and sit on your own. And then it'll go from there to your bed, and then when your muscles stop, you'll just be able to move your eyes and nothing else. You'll be fed through a straw, and then your lungs will close down, and you won't be able to breathe, and you'll die. That's it. Well, today, from a guy who I had to help him up the steps because his wife couldn't get him up and he was kind of old, shaking and trembling and from muscle spasms, today he is 100% cured. You heard me. His neurologist couldn't believe it. They took the MRI scans. They did all the neurological tests. He has no multiple sclerosis, yet he had advanced multiple sclerosis. So what did they do when they found that their patient no longer had MS? And he told them his protocol. I'm on this Gary Null protocol. I'm in this health support group. I've been in it for a year and a half. They didn't want to know. They didn't want to know. Nobody wants to know when you're working on a therapy that's outside of the official protocols because it scares them. So that's what you get. And both of those protocols are in Be a Healthy Woman. And Luann's protocols are in Be a Healthy Woman. So I can't tell you any more than I can't imagine how many people you're going to help and how good that's going to make you feel at just the heart level when you know you've extended some information that can get someone started on a healthier lifestyle. And I'm not saying it's going to cure everyone. That would be irresponsible. I'm saying that you're opening a door to a whole new way of looking at disease and imbalances, hormonal imbalances, biochemical imbalances. And you can help them understand how to rebalance that and then listen, watch people who have done that. Plus the video where I go into this in great depth. So how many are on the phone now?
Well, Gary, there are, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, when you start and you start discussing and talking about these issues, people stop and they're listening. So now this is the final, because we're coming close to 3 o'clock, and I want to thank you very, very much for staying on the line with us a whole hour past the time, that you agreed to stay with us to talk about this book, Be a Healthy Woman, the book and the DVD. It's available right now. The final time we're going to be asking and offering this day is 212-209-2950 by Gary.
We got two minutes. Let's 3 minutes. Let's go out with a bang. Let's go out with as close to a full board as we can. It all goes to the station. All the money goes to the station. It's not going in my pocket. It's not going in Michael G's pocket. But information is coming into your mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. It's a symbiotic relationship between an audience that cares about having a forum where they can hear a widespread variety of topics and issues not normally carried anywhere else, and know that it's empowering people. So let's give a call now.
Let's give a call now, folks. All right, so we have 6 calls on the line now. Let's build this up. Let's get those 15 callers calling in to WBAI. 212-209-2950. Be a Healthy Woman. The book is available for a pledge of $125. Be a Healthy Woman, $125. The DVD is available for $100. If you want to get a package, the two combined for a pledge of $175. That is the book by the same name, book and DVD, Be a Healthy Woman by Gary Null. Let's get those calls coming in right now. 212-209-2950. That's great. All right. It's tax deductible contribution. You will be making a tax deductible contribution to WBAI. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls coming in. We can take another, 7 of you now, 8 calls coming in right now to WBAI. We're at 99.5. on the FM dial. Thank you, folks. Thank you very, very much. That is what we need to see. Okay, now 9 calls on the line, and another call is just coming in. I see it coming in right now. Actually, 2 are coming in. So now we have 10, and that is the 11th call on the line for this book, for this DVD. The DVD is available for $100. The book, Be a Healthy Woman, for $125, an 800, almost 800-page book, coming to you as a thank you gift for supporting WBAI, for supporting us on the Gary Null Show.
Yo, this is G Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
And welcome. You are tuned to WBAI, as the announcements say, 99.5 FM, and on the web at WBAI.org. I'm Kathy Davis, and in this hour break, we're going to be providing an opportunity for you to support WBAI and receive a thank you gift. We're featuring a DVD, Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take? I went to a film screening of this DVD, of this movie, really, maybe a week ago, a little more than a week maybe, and I was just mesmerized. It has to be one of the most beautiful films that I've seen in a very long time. But this is also an unconventional documentary that lifts the veil on what's really going on in our world by following the money upstream. In doing so, it uncovers the global consolidation of power affecting nearly every aspect of our lives by weaving together breakthroughs in science, consciousness, and activism. Thrive offers real solutions which can empower us with unprecedented and bold strategies to reclaim our lives and our future. And we're going to be looking at this particular film. It is a beautiful film, but it covers many topics, including Foster Gamble's journey. He's the person who created the film. And it goes on to uncovering the codes that we might find in cultures and in ancient archaeological sites. It goes on to talk about the food and education system, the money pyramid, you know, the economic scam. And it goes on to different global issues, global domination and police state measures. But the really exciting part of this film is it also goes into who we are, our imaginal selves, and how we can begin to take control of our lives and create a strategy for changing the world that we live in. It's a remarkable film. We're going to be starting with, because it's very long, there's no way we can play it all for you. We're going to be starting with a section on free energy and its suppression. And if you would like to receive this DVD, please make that phone call early. We're only going to be here up to the end of the hour. It is an $80 pledge for the DVD, Thrive. What on earth will it take? Hey, Tony.
Hey, Kathy. And, yeah, this is a favorite of mine as well. We went to that screening together, and we walked out of there just blown away by this film.
Unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Yes, just looking at it, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
but
the information
is also fantastic. It covers so many different things. It looks at, it basically argues that there's an elite group who have a monopoly and who create monopolies. The oil monopoly, for instance, to keep us attached to oil. You'll see in this first segment about free energy that there are many scientists who have come up with ways of gathering energy or just pulling energy out from the space around us. And they have been suppressed and shut down and in some cases even killed. But those who have a monopoly on petroleum have an interest in making that happen because that way we have this fealty to petroleum. He looks at the monetary system and the monopoly there and so on and so forth. We only have an hour, so we should probably get to a clip from the film. But it's an $80 pledge. Make sure that you call up and pledge your support at 212-209-2950. Don't forget that you can also pledge at give2wbai.org. That's give, the number 2wbai.org. And that's available to you. So give us a call, pledge your support, and this is Thrive.
Here we are, a relatively immature species struggling with possible self-destruction. If aligning with the Taurus does hold the key to a new form of clean, safe energy access, imagine the implications. This could be the most important technology breakthrough of our times. So who wouldn't want to have an energy source that's unlimited and freely available? That turned out to be a key question. And that's what led me down the next rabbit hole. It turns out that scientists as far back as the early 1900s have been developing alternative ways to access electricity without combustion. Nikola Tesla believed he had tapped into what he called radiant energy. Many scientists believe he was accessing what's now called free energy. But before Tesla could finish the project, his financier, banker J.P. Morgan, who had a monopoly on the copper used for electrical lines, recognized how Tesla's invention could transmit electricity without wires. He then shut down Tesla's funding. Tesla's lab was burned down and he was ostracized, all for trying to implement his vision of unlimited energy for everyone. A modern-day inventor, Adam Trombley, was inspired by Tesla's work and by the possibilities of the Taurus. Trombley built a dynamo, a direct current generator that accessed electrical power right out of the air.
We were trying to demonstrate that by mimicking the magnetic field of a planet and rotating this device, we could actually create a dynamo that would work. And in fact, it did work, and it does work. So when we contemplate nature, when we contemplate Jupiter, or we contemplate a dynamo like the Earth rotating in space, we're basically talking about a magnet which is rotating in space. And the lines of flux of the magnet are pouring down and through in this toroidal pattern of the magnetic field. It's also expanding and contracting. It's breathing. It's taking in the energy of space literally and transforming it. Right here in this toroid, we have enough energy to transform the entire Earth. And that's not just a theoretical statement, it's literally true. To contemplate the implications of this means that every single place on Earth suddenly has power. Every single person on Earth suddenly has power. We have universal abundance.
Trombley had been invited to demonstrate one of his generators at the United Nations and the U.S. Senate. But these events were undermined by the first Bush administration. Then the device itself was taken in a government raid. Trombley's experience isn't unique. Almost every time I found an inventor with a promising new technology in the field of free energy, he told a similar story of suppression. Inventor John Bedini began working with Tesla's theories of radiant energy decades ago and has produced an assortment of battery charging devices that generate more energy than it takes to run them. He announced that he was going to start offering them at low cost. Soon after that, he was attacked in his lab and warned not to produce the devices. For his own safety, he had to let go of marketing free energy. These are all devices from labs I personally visited.
Now,
the quality of this footage is obviously poor, and I'm not expecting this to convince you. My point is that being there with these inventors, accompanied by experts, and seeing these new energy devices in operation convinced me that the technology is real. And the implications of that to me are absolutely thrilling. Canadian John Hutchison not only created some free energy batteries, but also used Tesla's theories to counter gravity, to make objects float. This could revolutionize the field of propulsion. His lab was raided and equipment was taken by police and government officials in 1978, 1989, and again in 2000. One of the scientists we were going to interview for this film was Dr. Eugene Malov, an engineer from MIT and Harvard, an editor of Infinite Energy magazine, which covers both theoretical and technological developments in the new energy field. Dr. Malov was mysteriously beaten to death in 2004. If these inventors were all hoaxers and charlatans, I wondered why are they being suppressed so consistently and so brutally? I asked free energy inventor Adam Trombley why he thought this technology was being suppressed and if the UFO phenomenon was related.
We've had major military people at great risk to themselves say, yes, these things are real. Why do you think the military-industrial complex doesn't want that statement to be made? Because you start thinking about what kind of technology is behind that. That's the bottom line. The suppression of UFO phenomena is hand-in-hand with the suppression of so-called free energy.
The energy is extracted from the fabric of the space around us, which means it cannot be metered. That is a direct threat to the single largest industry in the world, energy. It's goodbye ExxonMobil, goodbye oil, goodbye coal, goodbye linear transmission of electricity to power lines, all that gone. Unfortunately, it's someone's $200 trillion piggy bank. The proven oil and gas and coal reserves are worth north of $200 trillion. This information coming out would completely change geopolitical power more than anything since, well, in recorded human history. And it would happen in a generation.
I started to examine the breakthrough solutions, and much to my surprise, these concepts have been proven in hundreds of laboratories throughout the world, and yet they have not really seen the light of day.
Rather than smashing things together and trying to control the explosion, these new technologies rely on blending, of dancing with what naturally is. The common denominator of all the free energy devices I've seen is that they mimic, in one way or another, the torus energy shape. You don't have to believe in free energy technology to be concerned about the repression of ideas and inventions. I found myself thinking, what better way to justify our dependence on oil, coal, nuclear, and other dangerous and dirty technologies than to claim there are no better, cheaper alternatives? It was my beloved wife and creative partner, Kimberly, who kept bringing me back to the human implications of my scientific research.
For me, as intriguing as the Taurus and ETs and free energy are, the most compelling question was, would understanding these things really help alleviate human suffering in any way? And it turns out it can. So much of the pain on the planet has to do with the lack of access to energy. Can you stay warm? Can you get food and water? Can you get hospital care? All that has to do with energy access. If there is a fundamental pattern, which makes sense to me that evolution would be efficient in that way, and we can align with that pattern to create new technologies that will solve these problems, then it's worth it to me to open my mind to these socially taboo subjects.
If the new energy technologies were to be set free worldwide, the change would be profound. It would affect everybody. It would be applicable everywhere. These technologies are absolutely the most important thing that's happened in the history of the world.
So given the stakes, I decided to ask, who's benefiting from suppressing scientific research? Whose wealth and power are threatened by access to clean, free energy? Who has a motive to set up a world where so few have so much and so many have so little? As an independent researcher, I followed one of the cardinal rules of investigative journalism. If a story doesn't make sense, follow the money. Our being dependent on oil ensures that energy corporations continue to reap phenomenal profits. I see them committing huge resources to undermine energy alternatives, to control global reserves, and to maintain high oil prices. They have enough money and influence to suppress anything that might threaten their monopoly. So who's behind the huge energy corporations? The Rockefellers oil empire got started in 1870 when John D. Rockefeller founded Standard Oil and became America's first billionaire. Standard Oil has since morphed into ExxonMobil and others. And the Rockefellers control our food as well. They were primarily responsible for the global shift to large-scale petroleum-based agriculture. I remember the so-called Green Revolution of the 1960s and 70s. Like most people, I thought it was a great thing. It was, however, based on the planting of huge plots with a single crop using vast amounts of oil-based fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides. The Green Revolution was the brainchild of the Rockefeller Foundation's Natural Science Division in partnership with large agricultural corporations. Petroleum-based agriculture provided vast new profits for the oil industry, but never lived up to its promises of ending hunger and promoting health. The Green Revolution did at first increase productivity because every bit of soil was being used for immediate production. But its true cost can now be seen. Taxpayers pay billions in subsidies to giant agribusiness corporations. Small family farms have all but disappeared. Biodiversity is destroyed. Toxic chemicals poison farm workers and pollute the land, water, and our food supply, endangering the health of us all. As of 2010, approximately one in every seven people worldwide did not have enough to eat.
The giant corporations who had brought us chemicals for chemical industrial agriculture, and they were talking about three instruments to consolidate the food chain. The first was genetic engineering as a way of control. The second was patenting seed and patenting life as a way of control, declaring seed to be private property, treating the saving of seed by farmers as a crime, as a theft of intellectual property. And the third was so-called free trade treaties that would rob ordinary people, farmers, growers, of their freedom to save seed. The design of Terminator technology to create sterile seed in order to impose even more dependence of humanity on a handful of corporations is the ultimate step in this. We are, through what we are doing with seed, literally for the first time, creating a new colonization, which I call the colonization of the future.
So in two crucial areas, energy and food, the same elite banking families and their corporations...
In two crucial areas, you hear him saying, in food and in energy, the same families appear to have a monopoly. That means that we have to go to them to get these resources. And that was the voice of Vandana Shiva. She is featured in this movie, very important voice, heard throughout this movie. And she talks about that again. The construct is a monopoly. If they can have you dependent on them, and that few, that small elite group has control of it, they make all of the money. You have to see this movie, folks. 212-209-2950. This movie is over 2 hours long. We're not going to be able to give you much of it because we only have an hour here this afternoon. You must get it and see it for yourself. The pledge is just $80. It is called Thrive. What on earth will it take? But another one of the captions on the front of the cover is the world is waking up, and we see that all around the planet. Indeed, the world is waking up. 212-209-2950. Make that call. Pledge your support to WBAI because, Kathy, there are not many places where we can have this conversation and talk about how the few control so much. We can talk about it generally, and that's only because of the Occupy movement, but now on WBAI, we can talk about it very specifically. And so we're asking you folks to call in and pledge your support in support of that, in support of WBAI, 212-209-2950. That's your phone number to call to make your pledge for the movie Thrive.
And it's a real, real wonderful film. I know that you're going to enjoy it, as well as get an education. In this film, it connects all of the dots and gives you, you know, and it goes to so many different areas in terms of fully understanding how we came to be in the situation we're in. It really is a very powerful film, and it's only an $80 pledge, which is, you know, so reasonable for support of WBAI. In fact, you know, a regular membership is $25, and this $80 pledge, you get this incredible 2-hour film, which you're going to be... Yeah, but you're going to, I promise you, you're going to want to watch it multiple times. I've already...
You have to.
Yeah, I'm like, it's just such an amazing film. And it really does cover all of the, uncover so many of the issues that lead up to the place we're in right now. And it's very broad because it's looking at how are we really going to come to a place in this world where we can thrive. And that's where the movie really starts out. It says that we, humanity, is ultimately positioned based on who we are and based on the globe and the resources that we were meant to really be thriving on this planet. And then, you know, he decided, well, why aren't we? And what he came to realize, this gentleman who himself comes from the power elite, is that this elite class has systematically undermined the mass population of the planet. And the plans are getting even worse for what they hope to accomplish. And so it's really, we have an opportunity to really get an insider's view of what's going on in this world. And this film offers us solutions, an understanding of what we can do. It's very concrete. It ends on a very upbeat note because it encourages us to get involved in different ways to get involved in politics and in protests and then really campaigns and how we can interact with the marketplace in order to get it under control. So it's a very empowering film on so many levels. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We can accept your credit cards and debit cards. We can do American Express, MasterCard, and Visa cards. So, you know, that gets it out of the way really quickly, and it helps the station most certainly. But it allows us to process the whole thing. And it's really reasonable to ask for your donation at the $80 level for this incredibly, and beautifully produced film. And I just keep thinking about it because it's a film in which the graphics are so exquisite that you actually feel like you're traveling through space in certain parts of it. It's just an exquisite film.
Yeah, they put 212-209-2950.
But not for anything. If it didn't have any of that, just the basic information is where the real value is in this particular DVD. It's only an $80 pledge, and we need to get these lines filled up because we only have another 25 minutes before the end of the show. So we need to get all the lines filled up. And I know I heard a call. There may be one or two calls in there, but we need to fill it up. So why not you be the one to make that phone call, to get the ball rolling, because we really have to create some momentum in order to be able to meet our goal in such a short span of time. We believe we can do it because this is such a powerful film, and we believe that you can do it because we know how much you care about this radio station, and we know that you want this resource to be here for you so that we can bring this kind of material to you. It's really, really so important for us to be able to get on track to understand how we've been disenfranchised. And when we look at all of these energy inventions that have been totally destabilized, destroyed, inventors having their lives destroyed, you know, and not being able to fully develop these alternative energy sources, and then that's part of what keeps us dependent on the big money makers. And, you know, also in this film, it does follow the money, and it talks about how, you know, the education system is controlled so that we become, you know, really what we're educated to be are like little worker bees to just go into the marketplace without complaining and produce so that we can produce, but we're not producing for our own benefit. We're producing for the benefit of the few. 212-209-2950. It explains how the fractional reserve scam, how the Reserve Bank has undermined our entire economic system and to the point we're at economic collapse. 212-209-2950 is the number to call to show your support for WBAI. Thrive lifts the veil on what's really going on in our world by following the money. And that is really so true. When you follow the money is when you find the truth. But this particular film really goes into deep investigation. It's not just making allegations. It's really in depth. And you see that when you watch the film. It's one of the reasons it's such a long film. And so it goes into all the different aspects that are affecting our lives and that we can begin to look at as we navigate ourselves through the future. And it is a beautiful film in that for me, who engages in spiritual practices and understands, you know, karma and all these things, you know, it talks about some of that. You know, it talks about how to pull out of the media mindset and how to get in touch with your inner guidance and really begin to direct ourselves to heal our planet and to heal our world. And, you know, so the objective is that we should be really thriving. We should be able to live comfortable, happy lives without the threat of war and without the threat of starvation that we see across the globe. Not even the threat. People actually have to live under these conditions. And here in the United States, we've been kind of protected because, you know, we've been the center of the elite for a long time. But now America has been abandoned. You know, we could see that with the economic collapse. We can see that with the fact that chemicals and GMO foods and you know, all of the poisons are being dumped on us in this country, and we don't even have the ability to say no. And so we are becoming really the new so-called third world. We're the new banana republic. We're the ones that are working long hours and not making a living wage right here in the United States. And we live with the delusion that things are different. We look at the TV and it looks like, because we can see some fancy film, 50210, with all these rich kids, we project and think that that's us. But no, we're the ones that are starving and working our hours of our lives just to be able to get by. 212-209-2950. Well, this film teaches us why that is, how it came to be that way. Wasn't always like that on this planet. Wasn't always like that in this country. But it sure is now. And we have to take responsibility for putting an end to it, because who knows what the world will be with the advent of police surveillance, which this film talks about, with the violence of the police state, which this film talks about, and with the loss of civil liberties in this country. Things are getting worse and getting worse and getting worse, and we have to each individually find a way to stand up to this. But the first thing to do is to be fully educated, to understand, to take the blindfolds off and stop thinking that we are the images that are living in the TV, and begin to really look at our lives. And it's just it really is an eye-opening film. It's called Thrive. What on earth will it take? And what did you say that the other one? The World is Waking Up. That's the other subtitle. And that's really what it's asking us to do. 212-209-2950. So you have this incredible tool that will help to enlighten yourself. You can share it and begin to open the eyes of your, you know, your compadres, your compatriots, your friends, your, you know, in school, whatever. You know, share the information with people. And really what's important to all of us is you also contribute to WBAI continuing itself to thrive, because that's what we need to do right here. But we can only do that with your support. 212-209-2950.
That is indeed the phone number that you need to call. Pledge your support, 212-209-2950. We have about 5 callers on the line. We want to get back to more of this film, and believe me, it's packed full of information, but we need your phone calls. Let's get 5 more people to join us, and then we can get back to more of this. There's the first one. Thank you very much for that call. The pledge is just $80. The film is called Thrive. It's brand new. It was released on 11-11-11. It's been made available to WBAI. We just got permission to use it last night. It is so full of information, folks. It is so beautiful as a film, and you're going to go back to it over and over and over.
And you're going to find so many surprises in this in terms of the areas that it deals with. It's just incredible, you know, because it does look at archaeology, it does look at things like crop circles, it does look at the free energy movement, it does look at the corporate system and the economic system, it does look at global domination. But what's here that I haven't seen anywhere else really are the solutions. Talking to us of how we can unite with our energy, with our resources, with our intellect, and with our hearts to really make a difference and put an end to the abuse of the systems under which we live. We've got to put an end to it. And that is the mission of this film, and that is part of the mission of WBAI. And I know those of you who listen, that's your mission too.
Absolutely. 212-209-2950. We got 2 of those phone calls. Thank you very much. Let's get the other 3 of you to join us. Join us and pledge your support. This film, Thrive, is over 2 hours of material. It looks at how slickly these monopolies are crafted so that we can stay in service, really, to this small group of people. We've seen already in energy where this is the case. We see in this film also, we look at the area of medicine, and this is the same kind of case. We see also in the energy or the finance segment, we see the same thing happening, and often it's the same families who we are beholden to. What is wrong here? This film exposes that, looks at it, but also it gets to some solutions. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those 2 calls. We need 1 more of you to join us, pledging at the $80 level to receive this film Thrive. It's brand new. I'm sure some of you heard about it. There was a buzz about it, but you can get it here today at WBAI 212-209-2950. We have to raise $4,000 in this hour, folks. That means we need to hear from you. We're going to get back to a clip from this film. Make sure that you call and pledge your support. This is Thrive.
Devastating. For me, it was overwhelming at first to discover such a monopoly of influence, but I knew it was important. Like learning you have a tough but treatable disease, it helps to understand what's causing it and how it operates if the goal is to cure it. So I continued my investigation. If oil and food are controlled by the big banking families, where else does their influence show up? As I followed the money, I began to see this same pattern of control in just about every area of our lives. And I always found the same families in charge, either directly through their banks and corporations, or indirectly through their major foundations. Again, it was the Rockefellers who created the National Education Association, with help from the Carnegie Foundation and later from the Ford Foundation. What the captains of industry wanted from our schools was an obedient and docile workforce, who would be manageable employees and eager consumers.
Schools are to establish fixed habits of response to authority. That's why it takes 12 years. You're to respond reflexively when anyone in a position of authority tells you what to do.
Like education, health is yet another area dominated by big money and corporations. The American Medical Association, for example, is largely funded by the Rockefellers, who use their funding to influence AMA research and decision-making.
The average MD in 4 years of medical school takes one course in nutrition, 2.5 hours in many cases, and the materials used, the curriculum materials, are supplied by the National Dairy Council and the National Livestock and Meat Board and other industries, including the Sugar Association, with products to sell that actually undermine our health in the first place.
Unfortunately, the way the system of medicine is set up, medical education is primarily funded by pharmaceutical companies. So there's a motive to make and sell as many drugs as possible. It's also a very time-effective way of making money for the physician, for the pharmaceutical company, for the whole medical establishment. But it's really perpetuating the problems it was meant to alleviate.
Side effects may include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation.
Decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious.
Sexual side effects, diarrhea, nausea, and sleepiness.
Can lead to coma or death.
How far will these forces go to make a profit? Would they actually suppress cures for diseases the way they've suppressed free energy technology? Sadly, my research has shown me the answer is yes. One well-documented example is the case of Dr. Royal Rife. In the 1920s, Dr. Rife invented the most advanced microscopes of his time. He also developed a new technique he called coordinative resonance, which was apparently able to destroy cancerous tumors as well as viruses. In 1934, in clinical trials affiliated with the University of Southern California, Rife's treatment was tested on 16 terminally ill cancer patients. Within 3 months, they were all successfully cured. Soon after, a lab testing Rife's technology was burned down and a frivolous lawsuit was filed. Through the efforts of Morris Fishbein, head of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Rife was essentially shut down and ruined, his brilliant and promising work all but forgotten.
It was really hard for me to consider that someone might actually be suppressing cures. And cancer has run through my family like a raging river. I found out that it's all about patents. If a pharmaceutical company can patent and make money from treatment, especially one that we have to keep on using, then that's what we get. Otherwise, we don't even hear about it. It's not just Rife who got shut down. Reen Case had an old Indian Ojibwe formula that was effective. Harry Hoxie and Max Gerson had natural remedies that worked. But you know, if you go and you look them up, the AMA makes them sound like complete quacks. And that's where following the money has been so helpful, Because the same powers who control the AMA and their research and funding control the pharmaceuticals. So there's a multi-trillion dollar financial incentive to suppress cures that can't be patented. Knowing that cures exist has not taken away the anguish I feel from losing so many people I love to cancer. It's given me something really satisfying to do with the pain. And I believe when we take the love and devotion that we have for everyone who's died and who will die unnecessarily and direct it to developing and getting these cures out to people who need them, we can break this cancer legacy and heal.
As difficult as it was for me, I have come to an inescapable and profoundly disturbing conclusion. I believe that an elite group of people and the corporations they run have gained control over not just our energy, food supply, education, and healthcare, but over virtually every aspect of our lives. And they do it by controlling the world of finance, not by creating more value, but by actually controlling the source of money. When I followed the money, I found that it took me up the levels of a pyramid. Here we are at the bottom level going about our daily lives. Above us is government, people who are given a monopoly on force and use it to tax and control us whether or not we agree. But who controls them? At the next level are the corporations. Many would say that it is now corporations and not nation states that rule the world. They call it a corporatocracy. To acquire the world's resources and control the markets, this corporatocracy must have access to cheap money. The big corporations get their loans at special rates from the big banks, which means that those who control the major banks, the moneyed elite, ultimately control the corporations. As I've followed the money, I've learned that almost everything I once believed about money is simply not true.
It's interesting how few questions we actually ask about.
Yes, and we can see that pyramid at work. There's the pyramid at work. Below us, we're on the bottom level.
Yeah.
Above us, there's politicians. Above them, there's big government. Above them, the corporations. And above them, the bigger banks.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? And we have seen that. And again, we see this monopoly.
It's really interesting because they talk about how the governments represent sort of the police state and to controlling the masses. It's really, but the governments are not serving the masses. They're being controlled by the corporations. And we see that through these donations to people's campaigns. And it's one of the reasons why there's no integrity in government. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We've been playing you excerpts from the movie Thrive. What on earth will it take? Thrive. What on earth will it take? The world is waking up. And in truth, it contributes to what it is going to take to wake up the world. And that's basically disseminating information. It's looking at the historical record and looking at the mechanism of control. And what's really interesting when the film starts to talk about the Federal Reserve and the economic collapse, which is where we are right now. The number to call is 212-209-2950 to make your pledge of support for $80. Yeah.
But in this film, we see Alan Greenspan actually say on a news channel, on a news report, that the Federal Reserve is its own entity, and therefore the government cannot tell it what to do, has no oversight over it. Well, you're like, what? That's later in the film, but it's incredible how much information really is here. When you hear that, mm-hmm. the Federal
and it
Reserve,
has Catherine Austin Fitz, who we've had on the air a couple of times, and she really talks about she really gets into detail on the big setup that we are the victims
and
of.
She worked within the government.
She started out that way, and then once she began to be to tell the truth, they shut her down pretty well and destroyed her career like they've done to so many people. But she was resilient enough to be able to come back and really fight back by sharing the information on what really is happening, how the system was set up. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We've only got a few more minutes to today's program, maybe another 10 minutes, maybe a little bit less. So we need for you to step up to that phone right now and make your call. It's only an $80 pledge for the film Thrive. And it's a beautiful film. It has actually 29 chapters in it. And that's just amazing. It's a long film, but it's riveting as well. 212-209-2950. And we're not asking you to believe every thread that's going through the film, but it certainly gives you a starting point. All you have to do is do your own research, and you'll find that this film is based on actual facts.
Well,
it's based on real information.
They
do
the movie.
They do
include
the references.
That they claim in the movie, they include references. And I think that's really important so people can look it up for themselves. It's only an $80 pledge. We would love to be able to give you one more quick clip from this, folks. But in order to do that, we need to get seven more of you on the line. The pledge is just $80 today. It is a film of over 2 hours long. Beautiful. They put $10 million into this film, Kathy.
You could see
much money into it. And they've made it together for you, put it together for you. But important, I think, again, is to know that every claim they make in this film is referenced within the film.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that research yourself. But the way to get a copy of that film is to call and support WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the phone number for you to call. We have got five callers on the line.
So we need
callers. Let's get five more.
For at least five more. I would like to go for six. We can do it. And for all of you, those of you out here who are kind of technology geeks, in the bonus scene, it does show you technically how they put this all together, and you get to see how the graphics are layered. It's amazing. It's just a fascinating aspect of the film, in addition to the actual information. I just keep talking about its beauty because it's just so amazing.
It really
to
is.
Me.
It's gorgeous.
You know, it's just such a pleasure, just a visual feast. 212-209-2950, but you're also engaged on the level of conscience and on the level of your heart, because it really looks at the inequities that there are in the world, and it looks at the power elite that have created this lopsided existence for their own benefit. And it's interesting because it kind of reminds me of what we were talking about yesterday, when people were talking about, someone was talking about the addictions, you know.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, Gabor Mate was talking about the power
well.
Addictions that people have and how they manipulate everything to feed into that addiction for power. And I think that we have to look at it that way, that these are just really, out of balance individuals, but that's, you know, to recognize that is not to say it's okay. It really has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty in this film is that it empowers us to know how to stop that, to work together collectively to make a difference, to be able to have a real impact in the world.
And it gives examples of people who are already doing this on the planet, actual examples. Folks, we're just one more call away. We want to give you one more clip. Let's get that final caller to call in and pledge at the $80 level. And we're going to give you just a few more minutes of this film. 212-209-2950, just an $80 pledge. And yes, Kathy, it gives us solutions. The voice of Vandana Shiva is so powerful in this film, as she is, in fact, involved with some of the solutions that people are doing.
That's right, because, you know, it's beautiful because she's working with very impoverished people and empowering them to say no to the GMO, genetically modified foods. And we can all stand up in that way. You know, it's one thing to occupy Wall Street, but we need to just occupy the globe and just take it back. 212-209-2950. Let's go back to the film.
As difficult as it was for me, I have come to an inescapable and profoundly disturbing conclusion. I believe that an elite group of people and the corporations they run have gained control over not just our energy, food supply, education, and health care, but over virtually every aspect of our lives. And they do it by controlling the world of finance. Not by creating more value, but by actually controlling the source of money. When I followed the money, I found that it took me up the levels of a pyramid. Here we are at the bottom level, going about our daily lives. Above us is government. People who are given a monopoly on force and use it to tax and control us whether or not we agree. But who controls them? At the next level are the corporations. Many would say that it is now corporations and not nation states that rule the world. They call it a corporatocracy. To acquire the world's resources and control the markets, this corporatocracy must have access to cheap money. The big corporations get their loans at special rates from the big banks, which means that those who control the major banks, the moneyed elite, ultimately control the corporations. As I've followed the money, I've learned that almost everything I once believed about money is simply not true.
It's interesting how few questions we actually ask about very everyday things, like when we go into a bank and we ask for a loan of, say, $50,000, £50,000, what actually happens? You see, most people live their lives based on a kind of vague image of what happens.
Yes, and this is, we just were talking about the economics section of the film, and I just wanted to encourage you to keep your calls coming in at 212-209-2950 so that you can really just have this film for yourself to be able to really look at and examine and understand how these systems are actually working. And remember that we can accept your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and electronic funds transfer. You can ask for an invoice if you like, but it's really only an $80 pledge for this incredible DVD by calling 212-209-2950. And we're going to go right back into the DVD, and we'll be back. We've only got another 8 minutes, folks, so keep your calls coming in. Don't stop so that we can keep the film going. Thank you.
Or $1,000, and then loans out the rest of your money. The way it works is, say another person comes into the bank and asks for a car loan of $9,000. At this moment, the bank loans out the $9,000 from your original deposit. It isn't there anymore. The borrower then pays the person selling the car, and they go deposit the money into another bank, which is part of the same central banking system. This $9,000 is treated as a new deposit, and the process continues. The money gets redeposited and reloaned until the initial deposit of $10,000 becomes $100,000. The banking system just created $90,000 by loaning out your money. Apparently, it began with the goldsmiths in the 17th century when people were trading in gold. Gold was heavy to carry around, so people stored the actual metal in vaults and traded receipts instead. Those receipts were the first paper money. Since only a few people would withdraw their gold at any given time, the vault owners, basically the new bankers, began creating receipts for more metals than they actually held. They loaned out those receipts and charged interest on money, gold, that they didn't really have. That's how our so-called fractional reserve system was born. In this system, the bankers get to make up money out of nothing, while the rest of us have to work hard to earn it. It has created a modern form of serfdom where the mass of society is now working to pay off their debt to the banks.
All right. We would love to just keep going with this film because it's so fascinating, but we have to finish up and get ready for the next program coming in 5 o'clock. Shadow will be here at 4 o'clock. And so this is your last few moments in this break to make that pledge and receive Thrive, the DVD. What on earth will it take? The world is waking up. 212-209-2950. It's only an $80 pledge of support to WBAI by calling 212-209-2950. And you'll receive this 2-hour documentary that really goes into depth about, into how this system was created. And it's just remarkable when we realize how far back it goes and how deeply embedded the system has grown to be.
How controlled it is, Kathy, how manipulated, and how we are propagandized to fit right in the way we go to school, the way we're taught to respond to problems. We fit right in because we have already been propagandized that way.
Yeah, we're programmed. And when I think about what Gabor Mate said about, you know, the stress that you get from your mother in the womb. So we're like propagandized from before conception.
We're conditioned from conception
absolutely. To be subject to the system that we are dealing with right now. We actually look like we need help answering phones. So I'm reaching out to my colleagues throughout the station to go back and help us answer these phone calls. We don't want to lose these calls.
And as for you, be patient. We will get to you as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. The general manager has run back there, a few other people. We're going to get to your phone calls. And remember that we need you to volunteer here as well. 212-209-2950. We will be here for most of this month doing this. Your volunteer efforts are very, very much needed. 212-209-2950. This film is called Thrive. It is an $80 pledge to WBAI. You are supporting free speech. And I want to remind you again, folks, we couldn't have this discussion at all on another media outlet. Even those that purport to be left or those that purport to be liberal, they wouldn't allow this because their sponsors are the people that are holding onto those monopolies of energy,
absolutely,
those monopolies of pharmaceuticals. We couldn't even open the conversation. That's why WBAI is so important and why your pledges of support to this station are so important. You must keep it going. You must. WBAI is the only voice like this in the New York market, in the New Jersey market, in the Pennsylvania market, in the Connecticut market, all the places that we reach. We're the only station like this. And we're only here because you have for 52 years done exactly what you're doing now, and that is to call up and pledge your support for this incredible material. 212-209-2950.
That's right. It's only an $80 pledge when you make that phone call. And we're actually down to the last, it looks like, 3 minutes of the program before we have to make way for the next one. So don't hesitate. Make your phone call, 212-209-2950. It's an $80 pledge of support. It's why we need for so many of you to respond. And we really, if, you know, as you sit and listen to this and you're hearing these little clips, you have to know that there's so much more in this film that we're not able to share with you today. But you can make that investment in WBAI and you'll have this beautiful film as a thank you gift for your support. Again, remember you can use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and they work as credit cards or debit cards. We accept in either format. Remember, you can use your you want to break it up into two installments. That's fine. You can maybe break it up into three. We can break up to three installments. But at the $80 level, it is such a wonderful return in terms of, you know, $80 pledge to support WBAI. More than 2-hour film that covers all of the problems that our society is dealing with right now in such a creative, informative way.
A lot of them, Kathy.
Okay.
Many of the largest societal issues.
I accept that correction. many problems, you're right, it doesn't deal with them all, but it deals with many of the problems in terms of the globe, in terms of health, in terms of environment, in terms of economics.
I love the idea that it puts forward that if we simply gave energy to people around the world, people in third world countries, for instance, it would change their lives. It would change the structure of how the whole planet operates. Just energy alone. If they had heat, if they had water, if they had housing. And we could do it so cheaply with the ideas in this movie. It doesn't take what we're doing now, that is going around the world to steal the resources of other countries. 212-209-2950. We only have about a minute left, folks. We need to hear from you. The pledge is just $80. The DVD is called Thrive. It is going to break down some of the problems. Why do so many of the problems or so many of the controls lead back to this small elite group of families? How have they managed that, and why is it always that same discussion, that same group of names keeps coming up? The areas of oil, the areas of banking, the areas of food, the areas of pharmaceuticals, the names are the same, and the methodologies are the same, and the monopolies are the same. But you can have a monopoly on information information, and that's why you tune into WBAI, because it's information you won't get anywhere else. 212-209-2950. We are running out of time. We have to make way for 5 o'clock shadow.
That's right. And as we do make way, remember that the volunteers are still standing by. You can keep your calls coming in at 212-209-2950. Your $80 pledge for the film Thrive. Remember, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, electronic funds transfer. You become a member as a result of your donation, and your support is deeply appreciated by all of us here at WBAI. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you who are calling in, and thank you to all of our volunteers who are in the pledge room receiving those calls. It's a beautiful universe when everything works in harmony this way. 212-209-2950.
Pacifica Radio Archives presents Redefining Black Power, Reflections on the State of Black America, its very first book project exploring the issues breaking down power in this age of Obama. Gentlemen, it's your turn. Thursday, February 24th, Harlem's Human Bookstore, 6 p.m. Join Byron Hurt and Professor Mark Anthony Neal as they take on the African-American man in the age of Obama, all moderated by the book's editor, Joanne Griffith. Join the conversation, explore this new book. This is your history, your voice, your time. Come on out. For more info, call 212-209-2815 or check out the website www.redefiningblackpower.com.
Hi, I'm Tony Ryan, host of Soul Central Station. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you. To thank you for your support of WBAI and for Soul Central Station. Last week, we had a successful fundraising as we celebrated the music of Whitney Houston. This Saturday night, Soul Central Station will broadcast from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. In this broadcast, we will celebrate one of the favorite parts of Soul Central Station program. That's classic soul, slow jams. So tune in this Saturday night as we give you the opportunity to become a guest DJ on Soul Central Station. That's this Saturday night at 10 p.m. right here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board will be holding a meeting on Wednesday, February 29th, to discuss your opinions about programming at WBAI. This will be held at the 60 Wall Street Atrium starting at 5:30 p.m. The 60 Wall Street Atrium is in Lower Manhattan in the Financial District, just one block away from the station. Again, February 29th for the WBAI Community Advisory Board meeting to hear your opinions on WBAI programming at the 60 Wall Street Atrium starting at 5:30 p.m.
Oh, yeah. International Working Women's Day programming on WBAI is Thursday, March 8th and Friday, March 9th. Meetings are now being held. Come and join us. Share your ideas and experiences and bring your voices to the airwaves. Meetings are on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. The last meeting will be held on Sunday, March 4th. To enter the building and to get involved, call 212-209-2800 or email us at iwwdatwbai@gmail.com.
Are we able to put this year's election in the hands of our young girls? We will when they attend the Women in the Making Politics and Public Service Summit for Girls on Saturday, March 31st from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Held at Metropolitan College of New York, the day's theme is We the People. Wear what most represents who you are and what you believe in. Colors, t-shirts, hats, buttons, etc. The WIM Shiro panel features city council members, urban justice and public affairs advocates who will address understanding political process and how you fit in, contacting them on issues you're passionate about, beginning your career in public service, and more. Breakfast, lunch, goodies, swag bags, fun mock debates and raffle items exploring New York City history and culture. Advance tickets required. Visit brownpapertickets.com and search Women in the Making Politics and Public Service Summit.
Tell me the truth. How do you feel like you're rolling so fast that you're spinning your wheels? Don't feel too bad. You're not all alone. All trying to get along.
Hey, this is Bernie Ledden, and you're listening to WBAI, listener-supported radio in New York City.
I swear to fulfill, to the best of my ability and judgment, this covenant. I will respect the hard-won scientific gains of those physicians in whose steps I walk, and gladly share such knowledge as is mine with those who are to follow. I will apply, for the benefit of the sick, all measures that are required, and I will remember that there is art to medicine as well as science, and that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife or the chemist's drug. I will not be ashamed to say, I know not, nor will I fail to call on my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery. I will respect the privacy of my patients, for their problems are not disclosed to me, that the world may know. Most especially must I tread with care in all matters of life and death. If it is given me to save a life, all thanks. This awesome responsibility must be faced with great humbleness and awareness of my own frailty. Above all, I must not play at God. I will remember that I do not treat a fever chart, a cancerous growth, but a sick human being whose illness may affect the person's family and economic stability. My responsibility includes those related problems if I am to care adequately for the sick. I will prevent disease wherever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. I will remember that I remain a member of society with special obligations to all my fellow human beings, those sound of mind and body, as well as the infirm. If I do not violate this oath, may I be respected while I live and remembered with affection thereafter. May I always act so as to preserve the finest traditions of my calling, and may I long experience the joy of healing those who seek my help.
Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. Vicki Hufnagel, talking to you through WBAI's community radio, Radio to Save Lives. Today's show is about water. It's also about physics. It's about particle physics, and theoretically, being a scientist, you can sit down with a piece of paper, draw out mathematical computations, and figure out answers before you even make them happen. We're going to be talking to a Mr. Gann. Now, who is Mr. Gann? Mr. Gann is an engineer mind, a mind that can put things together and figure out how to make a lab. So what Gann does is he, talks to the scientist, figures out what they need, and then puts it all together in a lab. He's been working at UCLA doing immunological studies, trying to figure out what makes T cells better, what boosts the immune system. It's sort of like a kick in the pants to the immune system of what you give the immune system to change disease. So Mr. Gann is going to be on the air next with me, and we're going to be talking about the work he's doing with a Dr. Lowe. Now, who is Lowe? Well, he's one of these particle physicists who worked in the University of Chicago on particle physics, and he's been a chair of this and chair of that, and ended up at Melbourne, Australia, as their visiting professor. He visited a little bit long. He went from 1977 to 1986. They wouldn't let go of this guy. He then jumped to here in California, to Pasadena, to the Institute of Our California Institute of Tech, and he became their visiting professor from 1994 to 98. Now, what are we doing about water here? What are we talking about? We are on a major breakthrough. This is Science Thursday with Dr. Vicki. Mr. Gann, are you on the air here with me?
Here I am, Vicki. Thank you for that nice introduction.
Well, I want people to understand who you guys are, not just your academic bio, okay?
All right.
You're a little bit crazy, right?
Well, yeah, I think we're more than probably a little bit, but we're just a couple of guys that got interested in a particular phenomena we saw in water years ago and just was never able to leave it. Just kept pulling us back because it was so fascinating, and we felt that it had many things that might be helpful to us, in not only in your field in medicine, but also in any kind of industrial or our biological sense. There's water is very, very important to us, and so we wanted to know more about water, and we just stumbled on into a particular effect that we saw in a laboratory, and it just hooked us. I mean, it pulled us into now almost an 18-year research venture. Not only us, but a number of other chemists and physicists, and right now a lot of MDs.
So originally, you guys were like, okay, we're going to solve the fuel issue here, and we're going to look at the role water has in participation with the energy related to fuels.
We didn't make that quick of a jump. Mm-hmm. I was working on a project up at, and actually it was for Chevron. It was up near Santa Barbara, and we were working on some equipment, offshore equipment, trying to reduce pollution. They were being fined for black smoke that was rising from these crew boats that went back and forth out to platforms that were 5, 10, 15 miles offshore. And when the boats would come back in, they would blow black smoke, and so the area did not like that, and so they wanted to fine them. And so I had a little company that was hired to solve that problem, to make these boats run very clean. So, of course, in order to get rid of smoke in any kind of a diesel engine or a gasoline engine, what you need to do is to get it to be very extremely clean. You got to get all the fuel to burn. And so the first research came from some catalyst. A catalyst is something that you add to a chemical process that makes it happen faster and better. So in petroleum, the catalyst that's used mostly is platinum, which is in your car or anybody's car. They've got a muffler-like device underneath the car, and inside that muffler-like device is a very thin coating of a precious metal called platinum. And it causes a combustion to happen more easily. In other words, it actually lowers the temperature where combustion would occur. So whatever fuel you don't have that doesn't burn in your engine ends up burning in the catalytic converter, which is called this muffler-like device, and it keeps it from going in the atmosphere. So I was applying those basic, simple principles up at for a big oil company around Santa Barbara. And that's where this started.
And what did you stumble onto? What did you stumble onto?
Well, again, I was using known catalyst, and
Let me interject for women, okay? I want to get this clear for women. Okay, you're in the kitchen, and you want to make gravy. And so you add your water to your meat stock, and you want it to really thicken up. So what do? You add your catalyst. You add your starch. And what your starch does is it goes in and it grabs all these molecules that are in your gravy and your water, and it takes the gravy and the water and it binds to them, and it changes the entire molecular configuration, and now you got gravy. That's for women.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a good explanation. Now, when you're dealing with metal catalysts like platinum, you would never end up with platinum in your gravy. It would basically be just standing beside your pan, and it would magically make that thing occur, because
right.
your platinum doesn't go away in the process when it's on a catalytic converter. It may eventually get coated with gunk and stuff that's in your fuel, but it won't actually change the fuel. Now, but what we did, we decided that we were going to put a catalyst in the airstream. And when we put a catalyst in the airstream, it was actually coming out the tailpipe. And so we got stopped. We solved the problem. We got these engines running so clean that they were, you know, you could not get them to smoke. And everybody was so excited. Oh, my gosh, what did you do? And I said, well, we've just administered a tiny bit of catalyst into the airstream. And they said, what are you using? I said, platinum. They go, oh, you can't do that, because nobody studied that before. And I said, well, we're in severe small amounts. And anyway, they said, you can't do it. You've got to, you know, they went to the oil company and said, you know, you got to give us $3 or $4 million and we'll do animal studies. We'll 3 or 4 years down the road, we'll look at this. So anyway, it became an unworkable solution. But during that time, we ran into a guy that he described himself as he was not a scientist, had no science background. And what we found out later, he was using a very simple homeopathic technique. Homeopathy is where you dilute something in water. And just by chance, the technique that he used had produced one particular sample that had a very strong catalytic reaction. He made lots of samples. The other ones didn't work. But one of them actually worked well. And I was just fortunate to be the guy that he handed it to test it. And I was also more fortunate to have a guy that did a PhD in particle physics under a guy who got the Nobel Prize and was a phenomenal mathematician, and that was my partner, Yin Lo. And so I went to Yin and I said, Yin, what's happening? And we both looked at this particular water sample. And so we had a project over at Caltech at the time. We were using their labs for this project, so we had sort of access to their labs. So we started analyzing this, and